Hello, my workday playdate peeps. What is up? It's Erin, and we are back with another bite-sized burst of goodness to spice up your 9-to-5 and remind you that, yes, work can be more than just email overwhelm and awkward small talk by the coffee machine. Let me say this for free. I used to be like, hey, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. I hate small talk. I would rather you open up your diary and share with me your deepest, darkest secrets in like 30 seconds than ask me how I am. Because like, you know, I'm always going to give you a good. And now I've changed my answer to live in dreams. So you don't really know what I'm doing. You might think I'm asleep. You might think that I'm actually living dreams, or you might just think I'm a sarcastic a-hole. So that's where we're at. But today we are tackling a very big topic. We're going to tackle a deep topic in literally 10 minutes because this is a snack. It's how to stop hating your job and maybe, just maybe, actually like the people you work with. Revolutionary? I know. So let's be real. This month on the show, we are talking all about taking initiative and creative risks. It is one of our most popular workshops at Improve It. We've had it for the past 11 years, and we have worked with companies in the Fortune 500, Fortune 100, small mom and pop shops in between, transform the way that they think about work by taking initiative and taking creative risks. And one of those things that I think is really apparent to me when we talk about taking creative risks is this idea of change management, of being opposed to change, to showing up at work and getting angry and hating your job when things constantly change. But here's my feedback on that. If you are someone who likes things to remain stagnant, you're never innovating, you're never growing. So taking initiative and creative risks comes in so many forms. And I also want to relate it back to people. Taking initiative and creative risks at work involves connection. In order to innovate, you have to connect. You have to create together with others. And so when we talk about this idea of not really connecting with the people that we work with, it is a real, real problem. And let's be real, if you're dragging your feet to log on in the morning, if you're dreading another round of per my last email energy, or you feel like your coworkers just don't get you, it is not just burnout. It is seriously a connection problem. Because here's the deal. You spend 90,000 hours of your life at work. Yep, 90,000. 90,000. And if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling underappreciated, or if you're like just clocking in and out, that is a soul issue, not a schedule issue. So, what is the solution? How do we fix it? In one word, connection. And today I've got an improv game to get us there, and it's called Roll Call Remix. So here's how it works. At your next meeting, or even in a group chat, whether it's on Teams or Slack, I want you to ask everyone to answer an unexpected non-work related question. Okay. So it could be something easy, like, what are you doing this weekend? That's kind of an expected one. It could be something like, tell me about a time that you were excited, or tell me about a time that you were on a stage and you froze, or it could be something that just gets them talking. And I'll also say this, people love to talk about television. So it could be like, what is your favorite show you've seen this year? Or what is your favorite movie of all time? So you ask them to answer an unexpected non-work related question, but here's the caveat, you assign them a role. So for example, y'all, you know, I don't edit this stuff. So you're getting the flubs and all. So for example, so you could say to somebody, answer as if you're a pirate who just found out they got promoted. So let's say the question is, what is your favorite television show? And you would say to Susan on your team, okay, so Susan, tell me your favorite television show, but answer as if you're a pirate who just found out they got promoted. And she would be something like, are you ready for my favorite show? And she's excited and she's a pirate and there's a lot of R's, okay? And you could also give them an example, like respond like a teenage version of yourself, or Pretend you're your favorite snack food and you come to life. There, you could go as pie in the sky, as silly as you want. But the point is you instantly break people out of their stiff, buttoned up work mode and into playful connection. Listen, I do this for a living. I get to watch it all day. It is miraculous. Play heals teams. It creates connection. It brings innovation to the forefront. So trust me, it works. It's going to feel cheesy at first, but then your team is going to crave it because guess what? They got to laugh at work instead of punch numbers in a spreadsheet. So you get a glimpse of their personality in this, not just their LinkedIn bio, and you become someone they want to talk to, not just work with. Now, I will say this. Try it. It's weird. It's wonderful. It works. Recently, this is just a fun fact for you. Nicole on my team has got me going on TikTok, okay? And I'm like a grandmother on TikTok. I have no clue what I'm doing. She's helping me post content there. And we had a post go viral for us, and I had some quotes there about things you could do to energize your team or just ways you could create connection with your team. And I got some really nasty comments from some people who were like, people hate this. They just want to go to work and punch in and punch out. And it was actually really eye-opening for me because I will tell you, in those moments, like old versions of me would feel hurt and like sad. And I didn't feel any of those things. It just even more perpetuated the fact that I have work to do here on this earth. And we as leaders listening to this show have work to do because life is not meant to be punched in and punched out. Life is meant to be lived. Life is meant to be joyful. Life is meant to be in connection and community with people around us. And we are here on this earth to celebrate life. And if we're at work 90,000 hours of our life, that's a lot of life. Why not make it fun? Why not create connection? Why not be joyful? So thank you to the haters on the ticky-tacky for telling Granny to keep going with her work. That's all you did. You just fueled the fire. And I wish for you joy and happiness because what a sad existence. You know what I mean? And I know not everybody feels these rainbows and butterflies like my husband says I have sometimes. But this isn't toxic positivity. This is deep inner work that you have to dig into, find, and understand that you, yes, you listening here today, can have joy every single moment of every day. Literally, you have a choice. No one else is in your brain. No one else is thinking thoughts for you. And you have a choice to either go to work, punch in and punch out, or go to work and create connection. And make something out of the day with the people that you're surrounding yourself with. If you're spending time away from your family, from your home, why not love it? Why not? You can choose fear or you can choose love and you can choose again. And that is literally a direct quote from my book, I See You. So if you are craving more on this juicy topic, do not miss this Wednesday's full-length episode. It is episode number 288. You spend 90,000 hours of your life at work. Here's how to create real connection with the incredible Adam Dorsey. I love Adam. Like, honestly, he is a new friend. And we met for an hour on, you know, my recording studio and just literally, I'm so stoked for you to hear him. His energy is amazing. And we go deep into the psychology of workplace friendships, emotional safety, and how leaders like you can create cultures people actually want to be a part of. So, you know, I got some affirmations for you. Here are your affirmations for this week. I deserve connection, not just coworkers. I deserve connection, not just coworkers. Number two, I bring joy and humanity into my workplace. I bring joy and humanity into my workplace. And number three, I am seen, I am valued, I am not alone, even at work. I am seen, I am valued, I am not alone, even at work. And then get your notebooks ready for your three journal prompts. So number one, what's one way I could bring more fun or humanity into my next meeting? Number two, who at work feels a little disconnected? And how could I reach out in a small, genuine way? And number three, what role do I play at work? And is it still serving me? What role do I play at work? And is it still serving me? Okay, my workday playdate peeps, that is your snack. Now go forth and sprinkle some weird, wonderful energy into your next Zoom call or team chat. And remember, connection isn't about big moves. It's about tiny moments of realness. Keep playing, keep leading, and always remember, every workday is a playdate waiting to happen. You are seen, you are valued, and your people are out there waiting for you to say something other than happy Monday. I'll see you here on Wednesday, friends.